Welcome to the show. Welcome to the pod. Yes, 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 you've arrived. Here you are. Here we are. It's the pod. Internet acquaintance. Yes. Yes, that's right. It is I, your internet acquaintance, here with your semi-regular transmission. Yes, that's right. I am Linda James, LJ, Linda James, your internet acquaintance. Yes, that's right. Yes, welcome. I'm joined, as always, by my cat, Benjamin, who is feeling playful, so you may hear him in the background. Hello, Benjamin. Benjamin. Benjamin, the show is about you a lot today. Benjamin. He just put a ball down. Hold on. He just put a crinkly ball down. As he's stalking it. He wants me. I've gotten the crinkly ball. We're starting with the ASMR. Early in the pod. Early in the pod. Benjamin, now he's standing behind the wooden little craft cabinet that I built from a set that came in the mail. And he's has one eye sticking out, and he's stalking. And we're gonna throw the ball, and he's running after it. Okay, now it's just sitting in the middle of the... Oh! It sat in the middle of the room, and then he sort of stared at it, ran up to it, stared at it, and then pushed it away. And now he's dribbling it around like soccer. Wonderful, Benjamin, wonderful. Yes, welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. Hi. Hi, how are you? Yes. Okay, hey, you know what? Same. Yes. Hi, it's been a minute. Here we are. We're all just doing our best. Yes. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for hanging around. Thank you for supporting the pod on Ko-fi. Thank you. Yeah, thanks for listening. We are, yes, going to talk about Benjamin a lot today. I hope that you are well, wherever you are. I hope you're doing some art. What is this show? Are you new here? That's impossible. I don't look at the statistics of this show anymore, but I don't think we're raking in any new listeners. But in case you are new here, this is a show where I, your internet acquaintance, I'm queer. I'm here. I'm queer, and I'm just chatting. You know, do some art, do some drawing, perhaps build a small diorama of a horror scene, you know? Perhaps sew together a sock monkey, a drag sock monkey, spirit fairy creature. Perhaps you're just in the car. Perhaps you're just in the car and isn't driving an art form as well. Yes, I hope wherever you are, you're just chilling out, relaxing, and making some art or something. Maybe you're just laying down in bed. Shh, Benjamin. Benjamin, they're sleeping. Benjamin, they're sleeping. In that case, we won't yell too much, okay? That's the show. Here we are. And, yeah, we're just chatting. You don't have to say a word. You can respond, but I won't necessarily hear you unless you type it through the computer and send it to me. I can't hear what you are saying, but I'm just going to talk, so don't worry about it. It's like a voicemail. That's right. And you get to hear the ASMR of a 2-year-old cat. That's right, Benjamin, who turned 2. We're talking about it today. Playing with a crunchy crinkly ball in the background. What a pleasure. So I guess, like, let's get the show started. Yeah, I've got a couple. Let's open to the page of the notebook where I write things down. We are on episode what now? What was the last episode? I don't know. Where are we? 24, 25... 26. I think we're on episode 26. Wow. Good for us. This is our episode 26. Black Lives Matter. Abolish the police. There is certainly something better. Trans rights are human rights. And support abortion. lots of fucked up shit out there. Let's have a nice time. Let's have a nice time for a little while. Now, I've written down in the book, first thing, something that I'm not going to talk about very much, but I think it tickles me that it's made it to the book. And that is, I don't know if we've discussed it previously, but that is that Judge Jerry is a program that exists on YouTube, and it is where Jerry Springer is just the flimsiest of daytime TV courtroom judges. And I would recommend, if you've got some brain cells to kill and 5 minutes, you know, to spare, it's just good fun. They're not even pretending that the law is involved. It's just Jerry listening to two people do improvisational courtroom art, and then he kind of judges the performance. Actually, there's one where he literally is like, now we are, you know, we're performers, here we are, performers performing right here, and you know what you gotta know about show business. It's like, Judge Jerry, what about the law? So I think that you might enjoy it, you know, if you want a good chuckle. And, you know, maybe you're sitting in the car waiting for someone to come out of their house. I don't know. Maybe you've just gotten home and you're like, I just can't. My brain. Judge Jerry. I'm drinking water today. It's past coffee time. I drink too much coffee. What else do we got? That's all. That's all. That's all I've got on Judge Jerry. Let's get that out of the way. Now, let's see. Well, I guess we should just talk about what's most pressing, what's most important, what the news of the day is. I'm putting the book away because I don't even need it. Because do you know what happened on Saturday, I think? Monday? Yeah, Saturday, this past Saturday. Is that Benjamin, that's right, my little baby boy, Benjamin the cat, Benjamin, a.k.a. Benjamin, coolest girl on the scene, he turned 2 years old. Can you believe it, Benjamin? Come on over, talk to the people, come on, come here. Benjamin turned 2 years old. He's in my lap now, I'm holding him, he's looking at the microphone. If he talked, it would be perfect, but I don't know that he will. Benjamin turned 2 years old, and we had a little party. Yes, we did. Who did we invite, Benjamin? Just one cat, right? Just one cat. The only cat who matters to us. Who is that? Your boyfriend, Simon. That's right. Benjamin turned two. I haven't gotten him a gift or anything yet, but he has gone outside. Wow. Actually, I think we haven't talked in a while. Okay, so I did get Benjamin a gift. Benjamin got the gift of a... Now, you know Benjamin likes to go outside. Benjamin loves to go outside, but as you know, you've got to wear your vest if you're gonna go outside. If you're gonna go outside, then you've got to wear your vest. That's how the song goes. That is the song that I sing when I get the vest out, aka his harness, his safety, his bright orange... with high-vis reflective tape safety vests that I walk him on. And previously, it came with about, you know, I don't know, a three-foot-long leash. A leash so small that he was not ever any farther than, like, a whisper away from me, you know? So I decided that this year Benjamin would... get a new leash for his birthday. A little bit of a longer leash because he is what? A big strong boy. That's right, Benjamin. Yes. Yes, you are. Come on over. Anything to say?
Big strong boy.
So we got him a new leash. Now, his vest color, his signature color is orange. You can sit on the desk while we do this. Please don't knock things over though. That would be really embarrassing for me. I know it's the joy of your life to knock everything off of every surface that I have. but please not while I'm podcasting, because I don't want the people to know my shame. Okay, goodbye. Benjamin got a retractable, very long leash. One of those leash, you have pets, or you've seen it. You've seen pets. He got one of those leashes that has a big handle thing for me to hold on to, and then the retractable leash. Yes, we did get Hi-Viz green, that yellow highlighter, green yellow, to go with our orange vest. And I think, you know, nobody's missing him. He is highly visible. And on our first day, he got it, and he was very excited. He didn't know what. He was like, what is this new sensation? Something's different. So I went outside to the yard, and I sat on my deck, and I just sort of, like, let him roam slowly away. I just, like, left it on loose so that he could walk to his heart's content. And watching him realize that he could go farther away than usual was very adorable and delightful. He made very cute faces. He was perplexed and delighted by it. He was so excited. And then he just walked a little more, and he walked toward a patch of clover where he likes to often stalk bugs, flies, and bees. You know this about Benjamin. We've talked about this. I've told Benjamin explicitly that the bees are going to sting you. So don't pounce them. Do not pounce on the bees, you know? And he is such a little angel boy that he is capable of pouncing on a fly and then letting them go. He rarely eats them or kills them. But this time, I watched him walk up to the clover where all the insects live, and I said, and I saw his little tail waggle in an I'm gonna kill you kind of way. I'm gonna pounce you. And I said, gosh, I hope that's not a bee. And before I could even finish the thought, he had pounced, and then he shot about 6 to 8 feet up in the air, straight up, and then jumped across the entirety of the yard as though it were, I don't know, a Merry Melodies Looney Tunes extravaganza. It was like up 10 feet and then progressively smaller little bumps, like a Super Bowl or something. And I said, oh no, I know what's happened. And he cried. He cried. He cried and he cried. And I said, come on inside. I didn't have to even ask. He was like, let's go in. I'm done. We go inside. He's licking the shit out of his paw and crying. And I took a look at it, and I couldn't find anything. And I was like, I'm not doing this. And I called the vet, and they said, bring him on in. We'll check him out. He luckily did not inflame, so that's a good sign. And he, you know, I'm not saying he didn't get stung. Either he cleaned out a stinger, or the stinger didn't get it, or, like, he got stung just a teensy little bit, because they were like, look, we couldn't really find anything. And so do you want, like, he was licking his paw like crazy. He cried. He jumped 10 feet in the air. Something happened to Benjamin. And they said, we're going to give him an antihistamine. I said, great. And I said, do you want to put a cone on him? Or do you want to, like, do you want us to give him a pain medication, quote unquote, with a winky face, night night kitty cat, sleepy time, drugged out bliss, kitty cat bliss. and just watch him and make sure that he doesn't lick it too much. Just let it see how it goes. And I said, this family says, give me the drugs. So I took the day off work and I stayed home with my sick, sick boy. And he immediately, he seemed better, but he seemed on drugs. And he proceeded to walk right to the corner of the room and loaf up very comfortably, hands underneath himself in a position saying, I feel safe and happy and fine, and just stared at the wall for the rest of the day. And I said, wow, I'm sorry that you got stung by a bee, Benjamin. But this was a really nice, quiet evening that we had together. He was just like, hey, what's up? Yeah, sure, pet me, okay. How nice, ooh, wonderful. Ooh, have you ever noticed how beautiful this wall is? That's how Benjamin was when he was on drugs. So that was super, super exciting. The exciting, expensive world of maybe getting stung by a bee. Blessings. I just feel blessed, Benjamin, that we could afford to see the doctor for something that maybe didn't even happen at all. I'm very proud of us for that, Benjamin. So we had a great time. While we were in there, you know, I am not the most social person in real life these days. if you couldn't tell, I am introverted and quiet and not looking to interact very much outside of my job, where I make small talk all day long. And the very few interactions I choose to have in life, one of them Benjamin. So I'm startled when someone tries to interact with me, quite frankly, especially in Seattle, which is known to be frigidly distant with your neighbors. And Benjamin came out of the back room and I said, hi, Beans. And this lady, whose dog was wiling out, said, oh, is your cat's name Beans? And I said, well, I mean, I call him Beans, but his name is actually Ben. Well, I mean, it's Ben, but I call him Benjamin. So, yeah, his name is Benjamin. And she said, this is Lovey. And her wilding out dog's name was Lovey. And I said, hi, Lovey. And then that was all I had. It was all I had in me. But then I said goodbye to Lovey outside in the parking lot as well when Lovey came out. So another win, Benjamin. We were polite through our mental illness, almost. Almost polite through our mental illness. So what's next? Benjamin's birthday. This is a Benjamin-heavy episode. I'm having water. I'm getting a little, I have a robe on. It's morning time. I'm getting a little hot. Maybe I'll just, change into something more comfortable, like this tank top that I have underneath it. I just rolled it down. It's Benjamin's birthday. That was ASMR. That was not stammering. That was ASMR. It was Benjamin's birthday. And what did we do, Benjamin? We went outside, because that's what we do. And Benjamin, we didn't expect to have a party, but one just sort of came up, and that is because we walked around the yard, and then Benjamin knew that Simon was out somewhere, and so he tracked down Simon, and they went and saw each other, and they gave each other a big kiss, and then they stared at each other for a little while, as they tend to do, and then I thought they were done, and I said, Benjamin, why don't we come on back to the yard? Let's go back to our section of the building. And so we went back to my deck, and we were hanging out. And who strolled up but Simon. And I said, oh, Simon, just in time, you've arrived for the party. And we grabbed some snacks. That's right, little chicken treats that we know Simon is fond of. And I gave all the cats snacks. Well, the two cats that were there, and they just sat there and they ate snacks. And I said, this is a cat birthday party. And you know what? No phones, only vibes. My phone was inside, and I just was like, I can't ruin this. I can't leave Benjamin. Or I can't make Benjamin leave this moment. And so they had snacks, and they had a great time. They kissed, and they walked around. They, like, Benjamin did get swat at. No connection was made. But he got a little too close to Simon, and so he said, I hear ya. And then they just, like, basically, whatever end of the deck one's on, the other sits on the other side, and they stare at each other. And then sometimes they get close to each other and sniff, and then they back up. And it's fucking cute. It's flippin' cute. They kind of look the same, also. Like, the way Benjamin, is Garfield an orange tabby? What do you call an orange striped cat? Let's find out. Because Benjamin's a tabby. He's a brown tabby. He's a gray tabby. Something like that. He's somewhere between brown and gray. But Simon looks like, just like Benjamin, orange tabby cat. Yes. Okay. So Simon is an orange tabby. Wow. I guess that, like, when you're maybe very, very small child, you, like, they look like a tiger or Garfield or something. And so you just never think about an orange tabby. I only think of tabbies as, like, brownish or gray striped cat. But Simon looks just like Benjamin, except 100 years old and orange with a tail. So I guess so. What is so special about orange tabby cats? Orange tabby cats are thought to be friendlier and more affectionate than other cats. Why? Orange cats may be more likely to engage in risky behaviors that result in death. What? Orange male cats enjoy greater social status and thus reproductive success in rural locations. This is an article from Psychology Today from September 27, 2020. What? That's a lot. That is a lot. You know what? I believe that about Simon, though. Wow. Orange cats show greater sexual dimorphism. Orange males weigh more than cats of other colors, and orange females weigh less than cats of other colors. The pattern has documented previously in Australia. Show me the data, Australia. Oh, no. Okay, wow. It also says, are orange tabby cats rare? It's not as rare as a male calico. Calicos are nearly always female. I knew that. One in every 3,000 calico cats are male, which is roughly 1.1%. It's a freak instant in nature. Wow. Calico Male is a good name for a band, if anyone's looking. Or something, you know. Calico metal band, that'd be fun. Let's see, what do you got to say about brown tabby cats, Benjamin? For your birthday, we're looking up fun facts about brown tabby cats. Brown tabby cats, that looks just like you, Benjamin. A tabby is any domestic cat with a distinctive M shape marking on the forehead. Yeah, he looks like Darth Maul. And its cheeks and lungs back and around its legs and tail. Characteristic striped dotted line, flecked, banded, or swirl patterns on the body, neck, shoulders, sides, flanks, chest, stripes, aka stripes. Is a brown tabby rare? Brown cats are rare, but not impossible to find. You will be much less likely to find a stray brown cat wandering around than any other color. Benjamin, so chic. What is a brown tabby called? A patched tabby. Wow. Suddenly this has gotten very PBS. A patched tabbies have patches, hence the name of dark grayish-brown patches or red and orange with tabby pattern throughout both colors. They are often referred to as torties. You are a tortie. Let's see. Oh, wait. And maybe they mean, well, you have a white tummy and stuff. Are brown tabby cats affectionate? Tabbies are affectionate and intelligent. They love cuddles and a whole lot of attention. However, tabbies get pretty cranky if they don't get their way. I'm looking at you, Benjamin, screaming at me all the time. Since, as a rule, they are very bright and they usually end up getting what they want. Ain't that the truth, Benjamin? Where do brown tabby cats come from? Ancient Egypt. Wow. What is the rarest color of cat? An albino cat. Wow. Is this fun? What is the lifespan of a tabby cat? 12 to 18 years. Well, Benjamin, we got 10 to 16 left. I have a feeling Benjamin's going to hopefully knock on desk. Live 100 million years. And that's not. I'm literally 100 million years. I think he's going to bury me. Do cats know their names? According to a study published in 2019 in the journal Scientific Reports, cats do, in fact, recognize their names. Benjamin. Yeah, his ears perked up and he looked at me. Of course cats recognize their name. By the way, have I told you that I got a new desk? Yes. So part of my... Thank you so much. But let's hold on. Let's segue properly. Benjamin, thank you so much for coming on the show today. Happy birthday. Thanks for sharing everything. And I hope your paw is feeling good, even though I'm suspicious that you didn't get stung at all. So I have been on a sort of posture journey, a movement journey. A movement journey. And I'm a taller person in life. I won't say I'm the tallest person, but I do a fair amount of hunching that I'm really trying to work on. And as I get older, I'm trying to keep this back healthy. And so I had a desk previously that was inherited, and it was adorable, and I loved it very much, but it was very small. A very small desk inherited from a very small person. I'm looking at it right now. That's why I'm turning away. It's now my laundry folding table for the moment until it finds a new home. And I noticed myself hunching. Hunch, hunch, hunch. And I said, this is not good. What am I doing? I said, if only this desk was higher. And so I finally found an affordable, adjustable, standing desk. Yes! Thank you. Yes. I'm so excited. And guess what? It's electric and it's on buttons. Going up. Do you hear that? That's you raising into the air. You are on the desk. Now you're up to my chin. The desk is up to my chin. This is the highest possible setting, level 4. There we are. The microphone is above me. Wow. It's impossible to slouch when the microphone's above your head. I should have been recording like this the whole time. It's kind of fun and convenient. Wow. Let's go down to level 3 and see if that's better. This is what I call newscaster height. So number 4, the top of the line, is standing, quite frankly. I'm currently sitting. Number 3 is newscaster height. And that is when sitting in a conventional chair, it's kind of... my elbows are straight up in front of my chest, and I'm as tall as humanly possible sitting. I'm almost like a little kid at a counter. If I were standing, let's see where it is when I'm standing. When I'm standing, it's about on my belly button. So, a wonderful height. Now, down to number 2, that is where I like to often be just for regular purposes. This is probably actually more like a real newscaster's height. My hands are just below my chest and my elbows are at my side. This is like a perfect place to be for me. And then number 1, good old like eating. Maybe I'm collaging. It's low. It's not as low as humanly possible, but it's pretty low. Let's go back to 2. ASMR. Wonderful. I think that's all. I think that's all I have to say. Thank you so much for listening. How long has this show been? 30 minutes. Wonderful. Yeah, I'm going to try to record again soon. I just needed to just share updates about Benjamin's birthday. Oh, I didn't share the most important part of Benjamin's birthday. Now, trigger warning, if you don't want to hear about nature, this has to do with some violent nature. Trigger warning. So if you are done, you won't want to hear anything about cats that might skew your opinion about their natural inclination to be murderers, then tune out now. Thank you so much for listening, Olive Juice. But here's part two of Benjamin's birthday party. So we invited Simon over. We had a wonderful time. We shared some snacks. We had a kiki. We looked at each other. We sniffed each other. We looked at each other. We went inside. The neighbor did come outside at one point, my neighbor upstairs, and she said she didn't actually see me. She was wiping cobwebs away from her door because it is just Spider City here. And so I said hi so that she wouldn't get startled if she turned around. And I was standing there with two cats, and she turned and she said, "Oh my God." And I said, "It's a cat party." And everyone was snacking. And so that was fun. But then the next day I went to the dentist. Everything's going well. Thank you very much. I love my dentist. I was going to the dentist where, by the way, Pokemon gyms all along the way, crushed it, defended. I'm doing great on my Pokemon journey. Hit me up if you want to play Pokemon Go. Weird Deer and I and one client of mine are actively playing Pokemon Go, and it is just wonderful. I go outside. I'm on my way to the dentist. It is 7:30. I've got an 8 o'clock appointment. I've got to hustle my little buns down the street. And what do I find outside but a thank you present, a birthday present for Benjamin from Simon. And it is, unfortunately, a dead bird outside of my door, outside of my patio, where the party was. He sent a thank you bird, which I did not have the time to address, and I just said, "Wow, that's sad and creepy, but thank you so much, Simon, for thinking of us. I'll let Benjamin know that you send your regards." And when I came back, it was taken care of. So the bird had, I assume the bird was given a proper burial. Yes, Benjamin. Hello, Benjamin. He took a nap since we've been recording, and now he's just waking up because he can hear birds outside, because he also has killer instincts. Even though he's a sweet, sweet boy, he's also a big, strong boy. Wow. How they grow up so fast. So that's the story. That's the story of Benjamin's birthday, Benjamin's second birthday. We partied our butts off. And, you know, it's the story of a birthday and a funeral. So that's, in cat world, that's a rager. That's a rager. So thank you so much for coming. Thank you so much for listening. I enjoyed having you here. If you'd like to support the pod, you can at ko-fi.com/internetacquaintance. It's ko-fi.com/internetacquaintance. You can support monthly, but honestly, like, I'm doing my best over here for my brain to record, like, more practically, just, like, drop me a little tip in there if you want to sometime. There's some extra content, some photos of Benjamin on there you can access. If you tip one time, you can see it forever. Or don't. Listen for free. Whatever's best for you. Most of all, thanks for listening. I hope you're well. Support mutual aid. Yeah, olive juice, olive juice, olive juice, olive juice, olive juice, olive juice. Until next time, goodbye.